Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org, and my email is stevehemphill1@me.com. I'd love to hear from you and hear your stories. And you can see today, my background's a little different than normal. I usually have the Battle Plan across the top, but we're talking about our new episodic series called Taking Ground. And, you know, we just interviewed Amber Buteau, who is the owner of the studio where we filmed. And now I'm very excited to have the star of the show, the lead actor, I guess you'd say, on the series is Dr. Ben Graham. Dr. Ben, welcome to the show today.
Steve, so glad to be here today. Absolutely.
Man, honored to have you. Excited to have worked with you on the pilot episode. That's where we are right now. We have the pilot finished. They're in the final stages of edits, and then it'll start being released slowly in several different available locations and formats, and we'll have more information on that later. But let's just talk for a second. I think you and I met at an NRB convention a few years ago. Isn't that right?
I believe so, yeah. It's probably been a good 3 or 4 years ago now, but we met. Maybe a mutual friend of ours introduced us, I think. Then we met, and then after that, we started talking pretty regularly and became good friends. And of course, obviously, was very fascinated with your ministry and coming from a ministry background, very fascinated with that. And I believe it was maybe a week or two after we met. Well, you might have even gave me some materials then, but I ended up getting all of your books I was very wowed by that. And then not long after that, you were working on a new one, and I had the privilege of getting to help endorse that book, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think you endorsed that one, which was 12 Spiritual Weapons. That's one of my newer books. And you know, you used to be a pastor, a full-time pastor, and did kind of acting and your ministry stuff on the side. I think you have Dr. Ben Graham Ministries. What's the website for your ministry?
It's PastorBenGraham.com.
Okay, PastorBenGraham.com. I think you're the great nephew of Billy Graham. Is that right? Something like that.
Connect with Billy. That's correct. And joke in the family, when you're born a Graham, it's congratulations, it's a preacher, you know. So,
yeah, that's a great way to say it. You've got a lot of preachers in the family, a lot of neat connections. I think you even worked in the Trump staff the first time he was president. And
I helped. Helped with the faith team. They, of course, had an incredible team. I actually was just a volunteer, but I got to be involved in that. I was still pastoring and of course, all the other things that I had going on, and went back and forth to D.C. almost every week for 2.5 years. And so that was an incredible experience. Got to go to the White House on many occasions. And then we've been asked about serving the administration again in a actual more full-time Fisher. Capacity. So yeah. We're praying through that, looking at that, but it's been fun. But you know, it's amazing when we got connected. Of course, I grew up. I'm a fifth generation preacher, and so raised around ministry. You know, I've met a lot of I've met literally thousands upon thousands of pastors around the world, ministries, but I don't think I had ever met anybody not only with a unique ministry like you, but with a unique backstory coming from your background and how God brought you into this. And, you know, oftentimes it's just like in the Bible, God takes people who maybe the world or other believers, you know, would not expect God to use them in that capacity, but
yeah, unlikely, unlikely.
It surprises themselves, you know, you know, I know that, I'm sure that there was a sense of when God started calling you into this, and I've since learned this, but you know, it was like, you know, God, this isn't me. This is my background. And so you were shocked. And then I can't even imagine what it must have been like when you first started telling your wife all about, you know, what God was doing in your life.
Yeah, she looked at me like I'd lost a few brain cells and was having trouble processing things properly anymore. I had a business that I'd started from scratch, and it was doing well. And she couldn't imagine me walking away from it. But, you know, as you know, from being in ministry and working in the business world, too, through your films and everything, you know, it becomes obvious when God puts on your heart to be involved in something. And as I saw people being helped and changed by this, even though it was a weird story, and I'm the wrong person to be leading and being involved in it, God continued to move it. And from, you know, the flip side, when I met you, I was so excited to meet you and learn what you were doing, and was really surprised and humbled that you had an interest in being involved in a film project that I was being pushed to do. And so for those of you who don't know yet, in our new Taking Ground series, the pilot was just filmed, as I just said, and it's almost finished with the editing right now. Ben played me, you know, so you're looking at the fake Steve Hemphill and the real Steve Hemphill in this one podcast here. But Ben played me, and we laughed about it. I remember one day he said, "I've been practicing walking and talking and sounding like you." I said, "Well, don't do that. You don't have to be, you know, nobody has to do that." But I just was blown away by how well everything went in the filming, how it all fit together. Later, we'll have interviews with other actors involved and with the producer director Isaac and others. But let's just hear what you had experience in a lot of different films and things in the past. How did you feel everything went, and how did you feel about how the product turned out?
Well, I think the, you know, it was incredible. It's always so difficult, especially when you're trying to do a pilot and you're trying to get everything together, and you know, it's a brand new crew, brand new, you know, team of people. I think it went exceptionally well. Honestly, I felt like, you know, God was really covering us, and we were able to get so much done, and it went so smoothly. You know, it is, I think as I started pouring into your character, of course, I've read your books, and, you know, we've talked ministry, we've been around each other a lot, but I started, you know, getting a real understanding of, you know, it's kind of a Abraham moment where God tells Abraham, "I just, you know, I want you to leave and go somewhere else." And God's and Abraham says, "Okay, where?" And he says, "I'll tell you when you get there." And it's like imagining telling his wife that, "Hey, we're going to move. Where are we going? I don't know. We're just, God's going to show us when we get there." And that's been a little bit of your story, because, you know, it was entering this world of spiritual warfare that you, you know, had not really spent a lot of time on. And honestly, it's, if you don't know much about it, it is a little creepy. You know, there's a whole lot of people who they're strong believers, but they've never really dealt much with spiritual warfare. And so, you know, we get on set and, you know, we kind of tell the first story, one of the very first ones you ever dealt with. And I won't give away what happened, but there's a moment in there where I literally, as I'm playing this role, I start shaking. And I start experiencing, I guess, just what you must have went through in this moment. And when people get to watch it, they'll see it. But, you know, it just became almost a reality to me. And the you know, just that emotion that you must have went through. And so, you know, I think it's great. I know all of us, when we got done, we're like, "Let's do another one." I mean, you know, we can't wait to get these going. And I've had the blessing of seeing a little bit of it, and you know, I'm like, I can't wait. This is going to be such a good series. And, you know, one of the things that you were so good about, like when everybody was talking about this, you're like, you know, the one thing I don't want it to be is about me. And I know, you know, people are trying to make you out maybe to be a superhero and things. And, you know, and I think we found a way to tell this story that really shows, you know, God is doing all the work, but it also shows how God has used somebody like yourself, who said, "All right, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, I'll do that." And you left your company that you're running, making money, to say, "All right, Lord, you know, I'll do this." And you had no clue, you know, where the money was going to come from. And what we're seeing now is the result of a story, and it's going to turn into multiple stories of how God is used you to change people's lives. And what I think is really going to be awesome is when people watch it, many people are going to relate to one of these stories and go, "I went through that. This is what happened in my life," and it's going to encourage them. Or people who are maybe right now going through something, they're going to see that and go, "Hey, there's hope for me." Because, you know, the Bible tells us God's no respecter of persons. And it also tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we read in the Bible what God did for people in the Bible. And sometimes we think, well, that was then and this is now, but he can do that for us. And I think this will help remind people of that.
I think so too. In fact, you know, this episode deals with suicidal thoughts and forgiveness and the connection between the two. And, you know, you and I knew the story before the filming started, and I still watched the film and I cried when I watched the film. And so that was interesting to me that it could touch me that deeply. And the real guy who went through this, Bob, he's been watching parts of it and it's been really touching him. It's a little harder for him to watch it because he's reliving, you know, some very painful moments in his past. But like you, I had moments where it really shook me to the core. This is important, and I'm really glad we did this, even though I didn't want to. I fought this for a long time. So do you Right. have a moment that's kind of your favorite memory of filming the episode?
Well, you know, of course, obviously loved working with the entire team, Amber, and, you know, Isaac was an amazing director. And then, of course, our cast for this episode, they were excellent. And we, you know, everybody got along, and there was such a good spirit there, all the crew, everybody. But, you know, I think for me, of course, there was a couple things that, you know, I really enjoyed doing. But I think for me, you know, one of the things that was neat is, you know, I was introduced to your ministry with the stakes. And, you know, in your background, there's a picture of us staking the ground. Yeah. And there's a moment where in that episode, I'm taking the hammer, you know, and I'm hitting one of these stakes. And it just was a little kind of overwhelming in the sense of it struck me at that moment. You know, we're replaying a true story. We're reliving this. We're acting it. But how many times has somebody taken a hammer and a stake, put in the ground, wondering, is this going to make any difference? Because really, you know, the power is not in the stake and the power is not in the right. hammer. The power is in the Lord. But they're wondering, is this going to work? And so it's this moment where I'm doing that. And it just kind of struck me like, you know, how many people have done this and seen God do supernatural things, but how many more now will go, I need to try this, and we'll see God do something spectacular in their life.
You know, I appreciate you bringing it up and saying it that way. I totally agree with you. And I'm going to read a verse that we found later after we named the ministry and we're doing this for a long time. Somebody sent this verse to me and said, this is why your ministry is effective. This is James 2, 21 and 22. And really, when you think back, the Bible never says pray harder. You need to pray harder. But what the Bible does show over and over and over is prayer plus action. And so this is James 2, 21 and 22 NLT. Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so I guess that's in a nutshell kind of how our ministry formed and came about, because I started seeing people take action by trusting the literal word of God to protect them and change the environment where they are. And it was just working, and it's been a fascinating journey. It was really fun watching you do these parts, especially I enjoyed the flashback that's in there about my envelope from Dad, and that's a whole nother story. And we'd love to have you again someday on the podcast and talk some more details about this. I know you have a busy schedule and it's Christmas time and a lot going on. So thank you for taking the time today to talk to us.
Well, my pleasure, and I look forward to being back, and I'm excited. I can't wait. You know, I feel honored to get to do this, and, you know, don't take it lightly, because, you know, you're having such an impact. And we mentioned earlier that I was a senior pastor for 23 years, and I still do ministry, but I'm doing more and more in the film world. And, you know, and so to me, it's important, the projects that I get to be involved in. And you know, we're about to shoot a new Christmas movie, and it's just silly and fun. It's a good family friendly movie. But I really love when I get to do stuff that truly can have an impact. And I believe Taking Ground series is going to have a massive impact on people that watch it. And I can't wait. And so I encourage everybody that's, you know, tuning in to be stay in tune, because I think soon you're going to be releasing the pilot to let people see it. And it's going to be awesome. And then I think we'll be able to give people a little way that they can get involved in helping us make this series something special.
Well, thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for being with us today. Look forward to seeing what God does with this in the future. I've already been saying for a long time, I didn't think this is where I'd be when I got this age in my life. But it has been a great experience working with you, and looking forward to seeing what God does with this pilot and then an upcoming series. And thank you guys for being with us today on Battle Plan. And I want to remind you before we sign off to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.